What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. More postseason action. We'll get into that here in a minute. Very first time on this show ever. Check out this other K-State podcast. Yep, this other Wildcat podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate you for taking time out of your day to do so. I am recording ahead a little bit here on this Monday night, the postcast of... And I'm going to go ahead and cross over these two right now since I just saw the update of these of those games on the baseball side. Before we get into women's tennis here on the podcast here, I am recording this on Monday, May 4th, 2026. Appreciate y'all, K-State, for listening to another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. I'm going to start with baseball over here real quick. And... Well, I guess, you know, no baseball as I'm sitting here recording this tomorrow. When this comes out tomorrow morning, it'll be Tuesday, so there's no game on Tuesday or Wednesday for that matter. Of course, K-State was going to go to Springfield to take on Missouri State. That has been canceled. And then, of course, the Omaha game was also canceled as well. Let me see here. It looks like now, yep, time is definitely running out for K-State, and that's unfortunate. Dude. You can't do nothing about the weather. You cannot do anything about that. That's one of your things out of your control this late into the season. So, looks like K-State now will have a week to prepare, or most of the week to prepare for Cincinnati. That is the next game, next series. That K-State will be playing on. So, yeah, those are the games you needed. You can't get those games back. It looks like you're not going to get those games back because of the weather situation. Be honest with y'all, K-State Nation, I have not checked the weather there. So, that's an unfortunate deal. But, hey, this is the cards you're dealt with now late in the season there. And K-State's on a 7-game swoon late in the season. K-State, 26-22 this year so far, coming up to the end of the season in a 9-15 record, in Big 12 play. Cincinnati, coming into Twin Family Stadium at the end of the week, 32-17, 13-11 in conference play. So, the time is even shrunk even more with these games. Missouri State was going to be tomorrow, when y'all said this is going to be today, and Omaha are canceled due to weather situations over there on that side of the coin. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer here checking in on you on this Monday evening. He has recorded this podcast here. This will come out tomorrow morning. I did not post an episode this morning, May 4th. The one will come out tonight, postcast. So that will come out tonight. I'll go ahead and post that up there as soon as I wrap up this one. But hey, women's tennis news coming out of here. Looks like K-State women's tennis team, Jordan Smith, the head coach of this team, hey, we're going to play some more postseason stuff. They have accepted. So here we go again. Another UTR Sports NIT Championship. So basically saying the women's tennis team has accepted the NIT postseason there as well. So that is going to be this week, by the way. So that's going to be going down. Let me see here. That's the same recording as well. So it's going to go down tomorrow through Friday in Rome, Georgia. How about that? So it looks like and K-State. Funny enough, it's going to be the number one seed in this thing. They're going to take on 8-seed Northern Illinois University. Let me see here. It looks like it's going to be tomorrow. So how about that? So we're going to get some more postcasts of K-State women's tennis here. So how about that? So congratulations to Jordan Smith. So you have tennis team in the NIT. women's basketball was in the NIT. Now the tennis team is in the NIT in... the women's golf, still have not posted that episode. I probably need to do that right, probably for this one, but probably actually you're going to get two episodes tomorrow because women's golf, I was going to do that tonight, but I was too wrapped up in what's going on this morning, so I didn't have a chance to do that. But women's golf already, not this week, but next week, going back to the state of Kentucky for another postseason berth there. On that, now you got the women's tennis team going to, or they probably already in Georgia as I speak right now. Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's tennis team. Per usual, quote, glad our program was selected for this opportunity to compete in May. The main focus from our team each year is to be playing in May. Hopefully this week will spark a consistent tradition of that and our players give their best, end quote, there as well. So let me see. Oh boy. So I'm just looking at some of these records here. So tomorrow, I believe, yes. So tomorrow, K-State in the morning, women's tennis, we'll be playing. So when this comes, well, this will be, that match is going to be over when this podcast rolls to the red purple carpet tomorrow morning. But we're going to say it anyway. Northern Illinois, 8 a.m. So when this comes out, that. Apologize about that interruption here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. The K-State women's tennis team going back to the postseason. They earlier today accepted an invitational to go to the NIT championship. They are the number one seed. And as I was talking about before getting interrupted, per usual, it's become the norm. University of, let me see, Northern Illinois, right? They are set. They come into this thing 17-8, 3-5 in the MAC. The end of the season with a 2-3 record in conference play there as well. So it looks like it is K-State, your one seed, out North Texas, your two seed. Yeah, K-State's the one. How funny is that? So K-State's the one seed despite the oddly record. So I was just going to throw that one out there. Northern Texas 2, Arkansas State 3, North Alabama 4, Army 5, McNeese State 6, Charleston 7 there as well. So we know what we got there going on. So this is, at least for the tournament anyways, this is the 4th NIT championship by UTR Sports. It's the inaugural championship going back to 2023 as well. So we'll definitely, again, like we're going to do for women's golf, when they get going the postseason, like track and field, everything else, this podcast drives off the postcast. Now, obviously, we do breaking news as well. Recruiting, we've been doing that throughout this calendar year so much more. So we're, again, and we're going to have our coming up this summer, we're going to bring back Alex on the podcast. We're going to be talking a lot ahead of the football and basketball seasons, of course, with new respective head coaches of Colin Klein and Casey Alexander there as well. I'm definitely looking forward to that. So plenty of coverage around the horn out there in Manhattan, Kansas. And we're going to get postseason action from the women's tennis team and the women's golf team. Not sure about the baseball team. And given the fact now you're now down to 2 less games, so you need those games. You're not gonna get them, and now you're just gonna have to must win series against Cincinnati this weekend in Twain Family Stadium, which I believe is going to be the last series, regardless of the situation, for K-State men's baseball head coach Pete Hughes to wrap up the home schedule at Twain Family Stadium, which. Usually is a home field advantage, has not been in the year 2026, but congratulations to the K-State women's tennis team. They're going to be playing once their first matchup is going to be in the books once this comes out, but we want to congratulate them anyways here. Hard work. They've been right there with the top teams for a majority of the season. I have said this all season long on the show. We'll see what happens in this tournament, in this NIT little tournament going out there east. In my home state, Georgia. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where podcasts are found free and available daily. Which is, of course, K-State State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, we're pretty much everywhere. Wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex A. out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This is the first... You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports with cats.